It's March, and you know what that means. Well, besides March Madness and conference championships, it's St. Patrick's Day month. It's your lucky day. Why? Well, if you are a St. Paddy's Day fan, Built Bar has you covered. In white chocolate shamrocks, that is. Do you get in that drive-through line every March for that shamrock shake? Well, Built Bar has an even tastier and more healthy shamrock experience. It has the perfect 10 in terms of vanilla and sweet peppermint. It's drenched in white chocolate and dusted with grasshopper cookie pieces. So this year, skip the shamrock shake and grab the shamrock Built Bar. Go to built.com and use code R5INSIDER for 10% off your order. Again, R5INSIDER for 10% off. And enjoy your Built Bar Shamrock experience.
Week 10, Big 10, Perfect 10, ESPN again. Join us as we talk Olympic champions, fans in the stands, and hit handstands as we head towards Max, PAX, and conference championships.
The final week of NCAA regular season has come and gone, and everyone is prepping for championship weekend. Hey everyone, welcome back. That's Kim. And I'm Jason. And before we jump into the postseason, we have a huge 10 on vault to talk about. A 10 on floor from an alum. The Rambler is a thing. Flash's floor. Kim's second ESPN status. And Danthru's in competition. Yep, all about it. But before we dance through our show, we have to thank our podcast sponsor, TumbleTrack.
TumbleTrack, more reps, less stress. Twist, turn, and tumble longer and stronger with TumbleTrack. Train smart. Thank you to TumbleTrack for your continued support of the College Salute Podcast and the Region 5 Insider.
Well, our Fab 5 this week is Fab 6, so it's a little better than last week, not 10. Kim, you know, kept it down. But we have quite a few interesting Fab 5 moments to talk about. Some big vaults, some highlight routines in senior night, and number one, a very interesting senior night routine. We don't get to see this type of routine very often. You see them in practice, but not on the competition floor. Kim, let's talk about a senior night balance beam routine from Washington this week.
Yeah, on Olivia Karras's Twitter, she, you know, sent this out. A senior from Washington does a dance through, just a dance through with like a simple round off layout dismount. But I just thought it was the coolest thing because, I mean, she's a senior. You should let those seniors get out there. And even if it's a dance through, let them perform on senior night. And, you know, that's exactly what Washington did. This senior probably could have been injured or out or, you know, whatever circumstance. But they gave her the opportunity to perform one last time on senior night, whether it was a dance routine or a full routine. It didn't really matter. She just got to cap off her gymnastics in a really cool way and be able to perform in front of her friends and family, which I thought that was awesome. I think more schools should do that.
Yeah, I think it was cool. And even because she wasn't doing gymnastics, I mean, except for the round-off layout, there wasn't any piece of flipping or gymnastics in the routine. The teammates would get all excited for the, like this, just the simple like turn and pose. They would be cheering and going crazy. So that was really, really exciting. I mean, I kind of wish we didn't necessarily do some research on what happened to this particular athlete, you know, out for what reason, but just a cool moment. I mean, she gets her senior moment regardless of what she does. She gets out there in front of the crowd at Washington to have that moment. And that's really awesome. Yeah, again, I don't know if we've ever seen anything like this before.
Definitely not in college. In club at a meet, yeah, but not in college. And the funny part was I was looking at the judges were still judging her. Like, she got a score.
Which is funny because how you score that routine. We're actually going to talk about one of the Cal seniors that didn't have full requirements and got to compete, but her story is quite interesting, quite amazing at that. And that's coming up in our Fab Five in a minute. But it's senior night special here on the Fab Five because our number two is Lexi Rambler. And it's not a new skill. She's done it before. She actually was doing it in Elite for a little bit. But I don't believe she's ever performed it. I think they said that in the NCAA competition. Her Rambler, which of course is a full twisting Maloney. And to catch to the high bar. But interesting, on senior night, what's historic about this, and which is funny, is she competed in the lineup. did her normal routine like she always does. But I believe she went like third or fourth. I don't remember exact number, where normally she's at the end of the lineup. And then went again as an exhibition and ended up being able to compete her Rambler, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that's I didn't know until you just, you know, told me when we were talking that she was actually in the line, that this wasn't her lineup routine, that this was an exhibition, which it didn't really say that anywhere on social media. And when I saw it, nobody made mention that she did exhibition and a regular routine. But yeah, I thought it was kind of cool. And to be able to just, you know, finish out college and perform your skill that you originated is pretty cool. Now, just like, why didn't she do it in her regular routine? I mean, it's pretty good.
It is pretty good. I mean, there are a little bit of form break. So, I mean, you know, they're always going for the 10. It's not easy to obviously do that skill twist in that form off the, you know, toe hand and be able to catch with absolutely perfect form as you twist. You know, it's amazing that, like, you know, the Maloney halves, they are able to lock their legs together. But to add that extra twist, it's exciting. It's cool. But her other routine is so much cleaner and easier for her. You know, why do it? But it's cool that she could do it and do it on senior night at Minnesota.
Number three on our wonderful list here is one of my new favorites, Mara from LIU. I still can't say her last name, but she's from the Netherlands. She just keeps getting better and better on bars. And even though she didn't score a 10 this week, she went 9-9, but she added in her Bahardwaj, which she's done previously in, you know, club, elite, stuff like that, but she added it into her college routine this week and 9-9, and it was very good.
Yeah, it was very nice. It's amazing because it's one of those things where, I mean, I don't actually remember this athlete, and I feel bad, being the fact that she wasn't a Netherlands athlete and Netherlands elite. You say club, that was funny, made me laugh, made me chuckle. Because, you know, obviously she competed probably for a club in the Netherlands, but it's not like our club system, I don't think. But it's just really cool to see, you know, adding skills. She got a 10-0. Hey, you know, I got a 10 on this routine. You might as well try something new, and just gets a 9-9 on it. So, you know, it's awesome to see. And the Bahardwaj is starting to become more of a thing in college. We see it, you know, in different routines. Jade Carey, of course, does it on the regular in her bar routine. Number four, this one is absolutely amazing. I don't know if anyone caught the social media posts earlier in the fall that saying Kiana George from Cal had torn her Achilles. And which, you know, was sad because she's a phenomenal athlete, great gymnast for Cal, and, you know, big score potential on all four events. Well, she's a senior, and she, of course, has been out all year. And, like, you know, come to think, hey, it's senior night, okay, you know, she'll walk out, she'll get recognized, what have you. No, she did an exhibition floor routine, Kim, an exhibition floor routine 6 months after tearing an Achilles tendon.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. Like, come on, who does that? I mean, 6 months? That's, some people are not even doing anything 6 months after.
It was crazy, because, I mean, I saw that she, on social, that she had competed because people had mentioned it, but they didn't have any video of it. And then today, before we start, I always scroll on Twitter just to catch anything else that we may have missed or whatever. And this video was posted, and I'm like, well, great, we get to see it. You know, she has no double salto pass. She does a front double full, which is beautiful, and a very nice Rudy. So she's not punching second time out of stuff, which makes sense. And it's an exhibition, and it's her senior night. It's not like she's going for a score, you know, for that. So there's no double salto. So there's, you know, obviously missing requirements, but who the heck cares? 6 months and she's tumbling in a floor routine, leaping, jumping, like she'd never torn anything at all. And it's phenomenal. It's awesome. And that just shows you to the ability and to the drive that Kiana has. And I have heard that she is ready for balance beam. So it'd be interested to see if they put her in, not in any competition form, at Pac-12s or in conference or any of the championship postseason meets, you know, because obviously she put up big scores. But it'd be interesting to see, because I know that they did say she is ready to compete beam.
That would be crazy. I hope they do. That'd be crazy. How cool. But it's just insane, though. 6 months. I can't even imagine.
Crazy. Awesome. That's just it's just cool. Those type of stories, those type of things. You can get the opportunity on senior night to go back out there and perform. It's just, you know, great. How about the 10? I mean, huge for Haley Bryant's vault. Kim, you're almost there. You almost get your layout, handspring front layout half. I mean, she kicks out before vertical.
So when you sent me another Haley Bryant vault, I was just like, oh, of course, Haley Bryant got a 10 because, you know, it's Haley Bryant and we have to talk about Haley Bryant because it's Haley Bryant. But her vault is really freaking good. Like, if you could go over a 10, she probably could go over a 10 because she just flares that out. She's so high. If she does not lay that vault out next year, I don't even know. Somebody write her a letter, call the coaches, let them know she needs to just lay it out and be done with it.
She basically is. She pikes for literally, if you break the vault into what, like fifths, let's just say there's five parts to the vault. She pikes for not even a fifth of it. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a handspring front pike that's barely piked. I mean, she pikes for, if you blink, you miss the pike part. I mean, that's how quick she goes in and out of that pike vault. It is huge, huge, and it's awesome. It's no, definitely by far the best vault, I think, in the NCAA, by far.
I would definitely agree, and if she does not win vault at NCAAs, we're going to have to make some phone calls.
Well, didn't she win last year?
I think so.
Yeah, so defending probably isn't a big deal. It's probably going to be Haley Bryant, NCAA vault champion. But just awesome. Absolutely great, great vault. Great technique, and, you know, she understands that. And if we could see a Rudy next year, that'd be great.
Yeah.
At least the layout half. We'll go for the Lopez. Well, the Lopez is Yurchenko for him. But anyway, you know what I mean. And Kim got to see her friend. Well, not her real friend, but one that she likes to watch. Darian Goulburn this weekend.
Okay, so let's be real here. I really, really only went to that meet and sat pretty much on top of the floor so I could see Darian Goulburn. I love Michigan, of course, and I love our Michigan alums and everything. But normally, like, I would sit back and up so I can, like, survey the landscape, take some photos, you know, get myself into, like, the champion's box by being nice to the old men. But nope, as soon as a tickets opened up in that, like, bottom section, I was right next to the parents, which, oh my God, the Michigan parents are hilarious. I snagged one. I sat next to these adorable old people. They were just fantastic. But, oh my God, Darian Goulburn, you did not disappoint, honey. And she's the only person I probably didn't take pictures of. I had to record her routine because I needed to show my kids back at the gym and everybody the facials and the expression. And let me tell you, after she salutes the judge from her routine, she gets off the floor, salutes the judge, and she still is in her queen character as she struts her way off the floor with her crown on. Like, oh my God.
I'm going to be honest, though. I think it isn't her best performance of, you know, totally of in terms of just really bringing out the character. Because when you see her at home, like that, especially that strut off, is a lot more attitude like. I mean, this one I don't think had quite as much. So I feel bad for you because you didn't get to see her at her best, I think, attitude wise. But that routine was awesome. I mean, and she's a character. She's fun to watch for
sure.
You know,
she still brought it though. Like, it was amazing. It may be 1,000 times different, 1,000 times more sassy and attitude-y when she's at home. And I talked to Raven, like, before I went and told her I was going and blah, blah, and she's like, wait till you see her. She's incredible. I'm like, yeah, she is. But that's really the whole reason. I was, like, telling people, I'm like, guys, sit down. Like, move. Do not be in front of me. And Aria was, like, in front, you know, sitting on the sidelines. And I'm, like, trying to, like, go around Aria, and I had half a mind to be like, Aria, sit down. Down in front. Do you not understand? You see her all the time.
I want to see her now.
I literally almost was ready to be like, Aria, can you sit down? I can't see.
Well,
I refrained.
I'm just excited, happy for you that you got to see Darian for the first time live. But Too bad it wasn't at Auburn. And granted, she probably, you know, sells it for the gymnasties, so that's why she, you know, has to put that attitude on a little more. But when she walked off, I was like, oh, Kim didn't get to see the real attitude of Daring Live.
But it was still great.
Well, around the country this year, there has been many program records, from schools that we don't talk about much to, you know, big 198 fives from schools we do. Well, this week in Kara's Kickover, Olivia talks about elevating the game this season, how program records are falling all season long, and do we have more to come? Are we going to see some program records and some big, you know, time scores coming up in championship season? Here is Olivia Karras with this week's Karras Kickover.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Karras Kickover. My name is Olivia Karras, here to bring you my thoughts on NCAA gymnastics this past week. We are in championship week, which means it is postseason. I can't believe it is finally here. This whole season has been crazy. We've talked about it a lot on Karras Kickover when it comes to scoring, changing the code to create more difficulty, etc. But something I actually want to celebrate this week is program records being broken. I have seen across the board, from the top teams in the country scoring mid-198s to teams like Rutgers scoring their program high of a 196.4, Michigan State breaking records. We are seeing records broken across the board. And that's what leads me to believe that all gymnastics, not just at the top, is getting better and more consistent. I'd love to know your thoughts going into championship weekend. Who still has some records to break that we should be on record breaking watch and excited to see all of these gymnasts go into the most exciting time of the year? Talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Liv. Olivia may join us next week for a recap of Big Ten championships, which is going to be fun because of she is commentating the Big Ten championships. But in just relation to this segment, obviously we've had records all season long. We've talked about it, and it will be interesting to see based on the teams and in how, you know, the conference or the regional championships go, and even at conference championships, how scoring goes. But it will be interesting to see if we have more records or how high the team, you know, scores can get. Will we get to close to 190? Who knows? And, you know, on the floors at nationals or what, or regionals or what have you, we shall see. It'll make it exciting, but it has been exciting to see all the wonderful program records from especially smaller schools and schools in the MAC conference that are killing it this year too. So that's really, really, you know, exciting to see. We'll see if we see more. Well, there are many ways that you can watch our Region 5 alums besides listening to our podcast here each and every week. You have the Alumni Monday, which is up on our website every Monday or sometimes Tuesday, which features 10 routines that we felt stood out for the week but maybe didn't cover on our podcast. And so you can check that out, and we'll have a few more weeks of Alumni Monday as well. But another two ways that you can check it out this year are our two new channels, our Instagram page, Region 5 College Salute _ podcast on Instagram. This is where we post our podcast and videos from our alums throughout the week. Pictures, a couple pictures from this weekend. You see Kim commentating at ESPN 3 for ESPN 3 at EMU. We're going to talk more about that in a little bit. But just to keep up with what's going on our college side with our Region 5 alums, that's where you can find that, on our Five College Salute _ podcast on Instagram. Another place to follow us would be on our Five College Salute podcast on YouTube. And that's where I post all of the videos each and every week. And I've been very lucky, or we have been very lucky, I should say, but I do this particular post, that the college coaches as well as athletes have been very good and very helpful this year on sending us videos so we can get the videos from the floor. Sometimes they're better from, you know, the perspective of ESPN or what have you, depending on where the athlete or the teammate was standing. But for the most part, it's cool to get on the floor videos from action this year from our alums. So we've been very appreciative of that. A lot of coaches I can text, hey, can I get these videos? Boom, they're sent to me within 10 minutes, and I got them up for our Alumni Monday. So you can check most of those videos. Pretty much all those videos are on our Region 5 College Salute or our 5 College Salute podcast YouTube channel. Please follow those two channels for more. And you know, after season, we'll be still updating things going through the summer into the fall for our alums as well. And you can also help support the podcast by becoming an Insider Podcast patron for as little as $1 per month. Your support will help us with all the behind-the-scenes work that is done to produce our podcast and our media content. If you want to help us out for 1 month or be a yearly patron, click on the link in our podcast page, on our website, in our show notes, or go to www.patreon.com/R5GymInsider and select the support tier that fits your budget. Help us to continue to grow and provide more gymnastics content for everyone to enjoy. Well, Kim, let's go ahead and dig into our discussion and highlights of week 10, the final week of the regular season for 2022. And I'm going to start off with Kent State's floor. This competition was Kent State Western Michigan. It was Western Michigan's senior night. And before we go into the competition, we had a few alumni that are Western Michigan alumni, there are way back alum before we started Region 5 Insider that got introduced, and one of them happened to be Shannon Hunt. And Shannon Hunt actually is the coach of a couple of the athletes, actually three of the athletes that we're going to mention real fast on Kent State's floor. But I just want to mention that they introduced some of their alums that were there for senior night, and that was kind of, it's kind of cool. And Al Sharns, the assistant coach, is an alum of Western Michigan, and he got introduced as well, so that was funny. But anyway, they have a 9-9 crew. Kent State is very good on floor. They are a very good team, and it'll be very interested. I don't know, Kim may know, where Kent State is when they compete on floor, like what rotation floor is. She may not know yet, but she will be covering the MAC championships. We'll get there in a minute too. But the 9-9 crew, Rachel Dukavich, 9-9. We only got to see parts of these routines because they would jump back to Western Michigan's beam routines during the broadcast, but very nice double back, our front to double back, and that's her last pass, so we didn't get to see her double Arabian, unfortunately. Kennedy Weinbritt, 9-9 on floor. We saw a very nice double pike, very high double pike, and some dance. Carly Franz, no full in, or double Arabian. She is doing her huge Rudy 2 layout step out, 2 feet landing. I have question mark, question mark. It's almost a layout to 2 feet. It really isn't a step out much. Your feet are like together. It's like she's landing a layout layout 2 feet on balance beam. That's how like steppy out it is. It's not at all, which is kind of funny. But beautiful double back, huge double back. We got to see that entire routine because she went last for Kent State. 9.925. And then Alyssa Guns. We have talked about Alyssa all year long. She's put up many 9.9s, had the highest score for Kent State this weekend. Huge layout, Rudy. Huge 9.95. We only saw that pass. We didn't see her first or last. I can't remember when she does that. But 9.95. And then they were led off by Olivia Amade with a 9.875. However, at the end, there are pictures posted, and Olivia's in a boot.
Yeah, I asked Shannon. Shannon just said that she's it's just been having her, like, the normal foot and ankle problems that she had in club, and the boot is just precautionary, just like they used to do in club towards the end of the season. She'd go into a boot. So she's not injured. There's nothing wrong. She's not out. It's just something that she's done previously just to help with the ankle.
Got it. Because I noticed, I didn't really pay attention to the beam lineup in terms of who competed. I do know that, you know, Cammie Klein, we'll talk about her, you know, as the anchor on beam, a solid routine this week. But I didn't really look to see if Olivia did beam because she does sometimes, sometimes she's not. But they didn't show her first pass. They only showed her last. So they were showing her dance and all that. And I'm like, crap. I saw she was in a boot. Does she hurt herself on her last pass? You know, that type of thing. But usually they don't have the boot ready for, you know, a kid who may hurt themselves or what have you there. So I was like, you know, did she do something wrong? So I'm glad to know that that's just a precautionary thing. And thank you, Kim, for adding that in because I was going to ask and see if you knew. And of course,
yeah, as soon as I saw Shannon's pictures from the meet and the alumni and stuff, and I was scrolling through and I saw the picture of her in the boot, I'm like, what happened?
Exactly.
So,
cause Olivia is in at least three events almost all the time. Vault, bars, and floor, and then she is in and out of the lineup on balance beam here and there. And I don't know, I didn't check to see if she actually ended up competing on beam or not, but But yeah, thank God we know that that's, you know, just precautionary, and 9875 is a leadoff. They are very good on floor. Very good. Good expression, good presentation. I mean, I enjoy watching Kent State's floor teams.
Yeah, this group is just incredible on floor, and many of them. It's not like you just have one or two great floor workers. They have a whole lineup of great floor workers. And I kind of want to know who makes their floor routines up and who does their floor, because they are just incredible.
Yeah, it's fun. And it's always fun. Kent State is one of the programs that has pretty much lineups full of Region 5 alums. So that's always exciting. And that's why, you know, Kent State's on our podcast a lot, because, you know, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to their routines. Same meet on floor, Cassie St. Clair. We've talked about Cassie lately with her floor and her vault, her souk one, or her Kaz half, her one and a half. Another good one this week too. But she went 9.9925 on floor. And I wanted to check back, and I didn't, to see if that's one of her first 9.9s on floor. But I think she was on the notebook a week ago for a 9.9 on floor, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're correct.
Yes. So not her first 9.9, but an awesome routine. You know, a great, huge front double full. But what's funny is she starts off, and you can tell, you know, she's a good takeoff. And then the coach walks in front of her, but her feet are above the coach's head. It's their assistant coach, their volunteer coach. I don't remember what, you know, the exact title of her. But her Cassie's feet are like at almost her chins are above the coach's head. And so, you know, that's pretty good for a last pass front double full. But she did have her Shushanova looking better this week. It was more like a Shushanova on bars. Funny thing that we compare that to bars every single week and how good it is. But I just think it's an awesome skill. And this one was more like the one I saw at NIU. So I had to point that out. Their anchor, Carissa Ludwig, a senior on senior night, 9.9.25. In her last floor routine there. Very nice front to double back. Awesome front to double back. Good double pike last pass. And you could tell she really just was enjoying the performance in her last competition at Western on floor.
She is such a strong floor worker, tumbler. She always has been. And pretty much anybody from Stars and Stripes has huge tumbling and straddle jumps. And that's always been the one thing I've said about Stars and Stripes and noticed from Stars and Stripes is just their enormous tumbling and straddle jumps. I mean, just, you know, she was teammates with Emma McLean, and we all remember how beautiful and gorgeous her tumbling and jumps were. I'm excited to see her doing just so well, especially after, you know, her injury that she had previously a couple seasons ago, and back in the floor lineup and back doing, you know, huge things. So it's just really exciting. I'm going to miss seeing her when she graduates.
And we have a few more beam routines that we will talk about from this competition that made the 9.9 notebook as well in a little bit. But we're going to stay on floor here and talk about the walk-on to show stop star. And that would be Anna Haggis from Kentucky. 9.9.75, so a 10 from one judge. All three in this routine. Big tumbling, presentation, and landings. And then I added one, big smiles. She smiled throughout this entire routine.
Yeah, she did. I don't think a smile came off her face until, I don't know, she's probably still smiling right now at home. But this routine is so fun. And as you said, she is one of those athletes kind of similar to Ashley Hoflick at MSU that was a walk-on and then got into the lineup and just completely capitalized on that and just was in the lineup pretty much every time from sophomore year till now. And you know, it's so great seeing her close out her senior year on a high note and performing so well, getting the huge scores and just having such a great time, because she does. She goes out there, she has fun music, fun dance, and it's just a joy to watch her.
Yeah, I hope she can hit a solid routine there in the morning session at SECs, or in the afternoon session, whatever. But I'm hoping she can go out there and hit a great floor routine, because, you know, in the SEC, there's always like a 9-way tie for most events, because, you know, everyone scores 9.95s. But it would be awesome to have Anna as, like, you know, the SEC floor champion. It would cap off, I'm sure, a career of hers. And regardless if it's a, you know, multiple tie for the event, it would be great to see her, especially in the first session, be able to possibly take home an SEC title on floor, because it should be. I mean, it will be one of the best in terms of overall performances at SECs, and it deserves that recognition. So hopefully that will happen. And I found it funny because in the commentating, the commentator like mentioned about a question or an interview that she had. She maybe her junior year when she first made lineup. And she says, "What's the most proudest memory of your college career?" And she said, "When I was first told when they were announcing the lineup that I had made a floor lineup."
Oh,
and that was the most. And that is just, that's so exciting. Yeah, but college does a lot for athletes. Like, it brings out the personality and just overall like energy, or just a different style of performance. When you get to college, probably just because of the fact that the crowd and the judges and the teammates are always kind of encouraging that. So, but again, awesome. We love watching Anna each and every week, and congratulations, 9975. Maybe a 10 at SECs. Who knows? We'll see. Suki Pfister. Now, I still have to say, and I know Jess and Spencer, well, I know Jess listens to the podcast here and there occasionally from Gymcastic, but I still have to say they have yet not mentioned that I talked about Suki to her. She'd never had known about Suki, and she yet has mentioned that, but, we'll move on. But anyway, Suki, 995 on vault, OMG. MAC champion. I've already nominated her, named her MAC champion. She already won. Don't have to vault. Just give her the 995 or the 10, and let's move on. Is it Haley Bryant, Pike Open or a half? No. But is anybody Haley Bryant? No. But in terms of just vaulting, and especially in the MAC conference, this vault is awesome.
Well, and you know what makes this vault so awesome? Not just because obviously it's an awesome vault, but she's come such a long way since club, because she didn't vault like this in club. Like, she had a great vault always, but it's just skyrocketed since being in college. And that's, I think, also what impresses me the most is I know what her vaulting looked like compared to what it looks like now. And not saying she wasn't a great vaulter in club, but she just is. If she's not MAC champion, it's going to be because, she didn't vault. But if she's not MAC champion, we definitely going to make some phone calls.
I mean, she did tuck front half in club.
It wasn't huge. Stellar. It was like scary sometimes.
And then last year she did pike fronts because apparently she couldn't twist it. And a lot of times she was having low landings. And then I think she was actually even pulled from the lineup at part during the year. But this year, a different vault, different athlete, different everything. I mean, a sophomore slump, not when it comes to Suki, because it's been even better this year than last, and it's phenomenal. It seems like it gets better, but they have no place to go with her except for maybe give her a 10, because she's been hovering at that 995 a lot this season, especially the end of the season. But what's exciting is we have two more from Region 5 that compete this vault and will be entering NCAA, one next year and one the year after. And it's, going to be exciting to see. And we'll talk a little bit about those two vaults in a little bit. But we have to mention Stephanie Mikasu from Townsend. 9-9, I said it was going to happen. I thought it would happen a little sooner than it did, but it happened. 9-9 on bars. This gymnast has beautiful lines. Unfortunately, this routine, I thought her first cast was a little bit short, but everything else was very nice. She has a beautiful ray. Beautiful pack, nice tight arch position. Legacy Elite teaches pack saltos very, very well. There are not too many kids in their club that their packs are scary or off. They do a very good job teaching a pack salto. And blindfold double tuck, nice landing, huge reaction. She was excited, the team was excited. But interesting, I'd never mentioned that after her pack, she does a switch kip. And a lot of athletes who do packs, they either are going to go back up under the high bar with a Maloney half, or they do the pirouette and then continue. She does a switch kip. You don't see switch kips very often anymore.
Callie Harden does that.
Oh, yeah, you're right, actually. You are right.
She goes pack to switch kip. I do remember that.
again from her EMU commentating chair. But you are right. Yes, I do remember that now. So that's another one that does it. But you don't really see it very often of the switch kip, and it just makes it so obvious you don't have the handstand deductions or the kipping deductions. But I'm awesome for Steph. She sent us the video actually just before we got on, and it's great to see because I saw it there. I'm like, can we see this video? We knew the routine. Again, it's pretty much the same routine she's been doing in club for a while. So, but it's just awesome to see. And Steph is a great story. We've talked about it many times. She's had a very difficult club career with injuries, and she was able to get on to Townsend's team and has done an awesome job in her freshman year. And it's just great to see at the end of the year here getting the 9.9 scores that I feel she deserves, and will get more obviously as they move forward in her college career. Two more bar routines that we have to talk about, and Kim got to see them live in person, being in the at the EMU meet. Let's just start with the host gym, AG McCullough. 9.9 on bars, beautiful double front dismount and stuck. Beautiful, absolutely gorgeous routine.
So this bar routine exactly was amazing, even more amazing in person. And from where we were sitting, we sat actually in a different spot to commentate than we did the first time I went. We were up in like one of the boxes, but like over by the bars. So you could perfectly see bars, like handstands and releases. You could see them absolutely perfectly. So I always love watching her do bars just because she's a taller athlete, and I love watching taller athletes swing bars. But from start to finish, jumping over that low bar until the double front, I think she surprised herself landing that double front and sticking it, but it was so rock solid. It was amazing. And just the excitement after, and her excitement, the team's excitement, and then going back and looking at some of the pictures that were taken, and she just from the sidelines, and she just was amazing.
She starts it with a Pike Jaeger and ends with a stuck double front. So awesome. But actually, I did say it starts with a Jaeger.
Jumps over the low bar.
Right. She starts, I said Pike Jaeger because that was the first major skill, but I was going to mention the jump over the low bar and how, like, it surprised you because you learned that Eastern pretty much all does jump over the low bars, and you mentioned that on your telecast.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. And I kept saying, I was like, the first person who was up, everybody just keeps, Ella Chamati doesn't jump over the low bar, and Callie Harden doesn't jump over the low bar, and neither does Hayden Crossan. But so two out of the technically six up, two don't jump over the low bar, I don't think. And Callie was an exhibition. So they kept jumping over the low bar. I'm like, oh my God, that's another one, and another one, and another one. I love this. And as many times as I've watched Eastern, and last time when I watched, last time we didn't see them. There was a lot going on, but yeah, from where I was sitting, there's a lot of jumping over the low bar at Eastern, and I absolutely love it. It's my favorite.
One of our kids that goes to ASU, Cassie Barbanente, she does the jump over the low bar.
And Tom Helmer, who I was commentating with, I'm just like, he knows nothing about gymnastics. And it's so funny because I'm like, oh my God, she just jumped over the low bar. And he's like, is that not common? I'm like, no. Yes, but she jumps over the low bar. And I'm just like getting so excited about it. And then, of course, he goes into asking me questions about, well, why do they jump over the low bar? And why does she not? And why does she mount from outside the bar and she mounts from the middle? It was a great time.
Yeah, you guys were having a good time for sure. Another bar routine that stood out in that competition and realistically stands out every single time she competes is Natalie Hamp. And Natalie's bar routine, I don't know really if you can say any more about it because we talk about it pretty much weekly, but her Tkachev is enormous. The blindfold double layout, which again, I would mention is one of my favorite combinations that is ever done in gymnastics. Perfect. Beautiful. Is there anything else from the commentating chair that you can mention?
Well, let me tell you. When she went blind full to perfectly on top of the bar before the double layout, I could not even get enough words out to like just talk about the fact that she was going to go into a double layout, because I was like, I was just so just caught off that. I mean, it's beautiful every time. She does it great every time. But like to see that in person is amazing. And like, it was so, she is so good on bars. And her Takachev obviously is so high. And I think, I can't remember, but I feel like I may have even, you know, said, oh my, like, that's high or something. But I was just like, oh my God. And it's so funny to sit with somebody who knows nothing about gymnastics because they're just like flips and tumbles. I'm like, yeah, but don't you understand? So it's just incredible. And I was really excited to see Natalie compete again in person and Alyssa Alishari and all of them, just because it's been a while since, you know, I've seen them in person. So yeah, you just cannot get any, if Natalie is not, I think she's going to be the Mac Bar champion. If she's not, again, phone calls.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. We have the vault champion, and now we can talk about possible bar champion. There's some good bar routines.
Natalie's number one going into.
Yes, she is, and again, she was a regional qualifier last year, and looking like that's the case again this year. But no, exactly. I mean, she is one that stands out when it comes to bars in the MAC. There are quite a few good bar workers in the MAC. But Natalie, I think, stands out amongst the field just for her execution and the bigness of her gymnastics on that event. And if she nails the double layout like she did Sunday, wow, awesome, awesome routine. And it may sound like Kim has told you everything there is, but of course not. She's got a lot more to say and talk a little bit about the this competition, NIU versus EMU, from the commentary chair in a minute. But two bar routines that have always been great, one in club and one in elite, Andy Lee and Gabby Perea. 9.95s on bars. They pretty much have the same interior routine with just two different dismounts. We've talked about Gabby in the lineup consistently now, moving into championship time. I know her dad is thrilled. He didn't have very much to post last year about her because he loves to post about Gabby. He has both of his daughters. I'm not just saying Gabby, but this year he's been able to post on Facebook and get all excited about it. And I've commented every single time, but, it's awesome to see them both out there competing together in lineups and doing a great job, and they're great bar workers. And again, both Pac Saltos, both Legacy Elite athletes. Senior night at Michigan. Kim, I just put Kim, go.
Oh my God. It was so good. Okay, first off, I have said I've always wanted to go to an SEC meet, like an LSU with all kinds of people. This was like being at a mini SEC meet. I'm not going to go crazy and say it was like being at an SEC meet because, you know, those are a little crazy. But it was like being right there. Like, the energy in this building was huge. Sold out crowd. Biggest number they've ever had. 12,707 people there, which... it's so funny because the last time I went to a meet there, it was the Michigan State, and the little adorable man that let me sit in the champions box, he was excited about the 1,800 people that were there or whatever he was telling me. But 12,000 people, that is incredible. This was like one of the best Michigan meets I have been to in a very long time. I mean, it did help that it was Auburn that was there, but senior night, and let me tell you, senior night, the three seniors they have, all are phenomenal, but Abby Brenner is amazing. Not just gymnastically, but she is like the hypest hype teammate on the planet. She's like the hypiest of the hype. Like, if you go to a meet and just like watch Abby Brenner, because, or go, you know, to an archive meet and just watch Abby Brenner bounce and cheer and jump and scream, and the crowd is obsessed with her, which is hilarious. But she's so good. I have some pictures from the meet. I took pictures mainly of Region 5 alums, but, you know, I got some of some other Michigan athletes as well, just because, you know, I was there and they're amazing. And she is. She is like, Abby's the hypest hype woman on the planet. Like, she needs to MC stuff after she's done with gymnastics in college. JC Vore, hello. She is the most adorable person on the planet. Going to be the next Abby Brenner. She cheers for everyone. Like, it's their, like, everyone has got a 10 on her team every single routine. She is the second hypiest hype woman on the planet. And not just an incredible height person, but gymnastically, 9'9" on both beam and bars. I mean, she does the two events, and she does the two events. Like, she does them so well, 9'9" on both of them consistently. She's incredible to watch. I am so excited for the next 3 years of JC Vore at Michigan, for real. She's just, I can't wait.
I can't wait till she gets in the vault lineup. That won't be this year. It'll be next year, hopefully. But another Yurchenko 1.5. They're losing a couple Yurchenko 1.5, so they're going to need JC to step in there. But it is good on vault, too.
Oh, absolutely. She's good everywhere. That's why I'm just so excited to see where the next 3 years, you know, takes her in terms of getting into other spots and all arounds and stuff like that. Because she just, yeah, she's it. She's the future. Sierra Brooks. Oh, my gosh. Sierra Brooks. I absolutely adore her. She just rocked every event, but bars, oh my gosh. Did you see her dismount?
Yes, that video's up a lot, like everywhere.
Oh, and you know what? It's where I was sitting. So, okay, I was sitting in the right spot for Darian Goburn's floor team, but I was not sitting in the right spot for anybody on bars, like nobody on bars, because there was a big camera in my way. So when they would land, there's the big, you know, Big Ten minus camera right there. And so I couldn't see, you know, the landings and the landing expressions. I could see the sticks. But her landing was amazing. That dismount is so good. And she flares it out at the end. Like, come on. And she sticks it 90% of the time. But wait till you see. I took some pictures of her release. Wait till you see the pictures I took of her release, her Jaeger. Because you know how girls will go on vacation and do like the hair whip in the water?
Yeah, yeah.
The chalk around her when she releases the bar and catches it is like that. It's like it makes a circle. It's the coolest pictures. Like, I cannot wait to get those edited and posted because it's very cool. And then her floor routine, absolutely incredible. She is showing this routine off more and more. Did you see the picture of her double pike? She's literally smiling in it. It's on her Instagram. Beam, so good, so solid. Double tuck, just flawless. Actually, I have an awesome picture of her in her warm-up of her double tuck. She's like upside down with her arms out to the side and her knees are tucked, but she's like backwards. It's so cool. Can't wait to show you. But there was a point after the meet, I went down and talked to them, and Sierra was so funny. She's like, I saw you. I'm like, yeah. She goes, you had the camera. I saw you. And I do have a picture of like, she's like staring. It feels like right at me. She might not be, but I'm like, oh, maybe that's the point that she saw me, because it's like this stare. It was crazy. But I just love watching her on all her events and floor. And she's just so good. It just so good. And then Gabby Wilson. So good. So good. Floor 10, so good. Beam was good too, but let me tell you, I knew she was getting a 10 on floor. I knew she was. As soon as that routine started, she just had this look on her face, and guess what? Wait till I show you the picture I just edited. She has this look on her face before her first tumbling pass, and it's like the look of death. It's like this look of like, I am coming for you, and here I am, because it's just the most intense stare ever. And I knew she was getting a 10. She landed that routine, and I knew it. I was like, that's gonna be a 10. I had the camera ready for pictures. I'm like, that's gonna be a 10. I know it. And it was. And between her and JC Vore, I don't know who jumped higher with excitement at the end. I will go back and look at the photos, because let me tell you, they both jumped out of the rafters with excitement. It was so cool. But the coolest thing is, I went up and talked to her dad after, kind of, and I was, you know, telling Gabby, you know, hey, that routine was so good, you know, and she was signing autographs, and I love that the little kids just love them. It's so cute. All of them signing autographs down there, all these kids waiting after the meet for them. It's just, it's so fun, you know, especially when you get to meet your idols, and a lot of these kids idolize these athletes, and it's just so fun to see that they are down there signing autographs for them. It's just the greatest thing. But I tapped her dad and I was like, she needs to practice more. She needs to do better. And he kind of laughed and chuckled a little bit, not really like realizing, you know, who I was. And he turned around and I was talking to him about, oh, you know, you're going to have a senior next year. And he turns around and is just like, I can't believe, you know, time goes by so fast. And then we got to talking about Region 5 and doing her first All Access interview and all that. And it was so funny. Her dad's just like, yeah, from the Region 5 Insider. I know your voice. And then Jason, right? And I was like, yep. Knows Jason by name, but knows Kim's voice. I don't know which is better. Maybe that my voice is that recognizable.
Hey, you're becoming a sensation, you know, on ESPN and on our podcast, you know.
So. I know. See, people just know the voice. It's the voice.
This was a fun competition to watch, for sure, on both sides. But, you know, it's just cool to see 12,000 fans there. Now, is that SUNY that brought those in? Or is that just because their seniors are awesome and senior night? Who knows? Because it seems like where SUNY goes, the crowds follow. So
thank you. I honestly do think it's a little bit of both. Just because, yeah, SUNY, so the Olympic champions here, Auburn's here, and that's really exciting. But also the three seniors that graduated, like Michigan fans, they love Abby Brunner. Like I can't even tell you enough. And Natalie Wojcik, like they just absolutely are obsessed with them. But I noticed at another meet, like people are just obsessed with Abby Brunner. It's just incredible. It's so fun. But yeah, the energy in that meet was just, from start to finish, was awesome. And what I did like is they did recognize the seniors from Auburn and from West Virginia, which was pretty awesome. But also a fun thing was during the floor routines, some of the Auburn athletes came to the side of the floor and, you know, were watching and cheering on Gabby, especially because she was at the end, but like, you know, Aria was over there and Tara Walsh, who's a Region 5 alum, she was over there cheering Gabby on and their club mates. But it was just kind of cool to see all the Auburn athletes come over and, you know, be on the sidelines to watch, you know, the remaining Michigan lineup on floor. So I just thought that was really cool in terms of camaraderie and sportsmanship. And, you know, all these ladies know each other and have a great respect for each other. So that was just really cool.
Yeah, and just a quick mention, I mean, yes, SUNY was there, but it was actually every other athlete that kind of stole the show because it was not SUNY's best night. So they may have come to see SUNY, but they got to see a lot of good gymnastics, great gymnastics from the other athletes. SUNY had a kind of a rough go at the meet this past weekend.
But. It's March, which means it's TumbleTrack's March Madness sale. Save 10% on tumbling mats, landing mats, and more. Have you had your eye on the new bright rainbow pizza mat? Is it time to replace some tired tumbling mats? Maybe you're ready for a pit pillow at every station. What could be better than 10% off on all your favorite mats during March Madness? To check out all that TumbleTrack has to offer, head over to www.tumbletrack.com. That's TumbleTrack.com. Get your mats today.
So from a experience being a spectator to the commentary chair at Eastern Michigan for your second commentating experience, Kim, just talk a little bit about the NIU meet from your perspective as a
commentator. There is some great gymnastics going in, and that meet, especially a fantastic, I think that it would be a little close, like in terms of team score. CMU did have a lot of trouble on being, so we ran away with that win, this one. And it was just kind of in this atmosphere, though, because, you know, won Max in 2019. You won last year. So really great back and forth. Great routine. Kind of fell off a little bit for Eastern, but, you know, brought it back on floor and off with some great. Great meet, a great atmosphere to be in. Some gymnastics was happening. You know, now AG, but notable performances. Amazing on, you know, that mount. It's just one of his has been. After the meet, haven't seen him in a long time because she's amazing. Every girl was having a great time. I do want to make the meet. So Maylee Vanderbeek and Tammy texted me after, you know, Beam went and stuff. So Maylee splits, tries to like koala down and looks at Kayla like, what was I doing? And it was such a that I would anything less but Maylee reaction just. But it's so great to doing well. Had some, you know, injuries and some issues. But he had mentioned in this Katie Millis minute that she was just so impressed with and stepping up to do. I mean, she didn't even do she just did front through to layout to full and a half. On her turn a little bit. But I, you know, Maylee in the floor lineup raved about her as well. Just, you know, she's replaced Michaela and really excited for her. And I was just, I'm So I can't wait to see what happens the next, you know, the next meet. Good. It was. Her beam is, she's number one in the MAC, and every week, the reason why, she doesn't do the triple series anymore. But she's gorgeous, you know, form, everything. And then let me tell you, this girl, I called her cool as a cucumber. And Tom had mentioned he had spoken about her and how she goes into the gym every day and is just happy there. And she really is happiness and joy. And she's just so, you can just tell she's happy, relaxed. And she can definitely tell that. And it was Molly, in, you know, more up close and just trying to, you know, go. It was a great meet. And I, Saturday championships, it's going to be incredible. And seven teams, but I can do it. I can do it. I know I can. I told your punching yourself in the face story. Yeah, I was really excited about that. Tom thought it was hilarious. So, good stories. Couldn't remember. And what you said and... I mean, the stories, you know, I mean, but, and she, and, well, okay, there were more than 20. I know, and, I mean, there's, like, more, you know, but there was, little group, but yeah, I amazing to go from it's just the 12,000 people to, you know, and I'm sure there was like, but the MAC has some. It just kind of that I know or form. They mentioned that it online and talk online, but I'm like, okay, great. How about you come to a meet? And all that of individually drive our hello. Fire up, fight you, chopper.
She has watered down though. No layout anymore. Just flip-flop layout. But you know, just overall reaction to the competition. I know that it stinks, and I actually texted you and saying that there's only like look at those. There's no one there, and you said yeah, there's like 25 people or whatever. You know, I think it's sad because college gymnastics. I don't care what it is, especially. I mean, the MAC conference is good, Eastern's good, Northern's good. I mean, they're MAC champions in the past couple years. For God's sake,
find it.
You know, there should be more than 25 people in the audience. No, but it, not really. I mean, it was like a very small group. And half the time, they would scroll. The camera would, you know, scroll over or whatever, and you'd see no one. You'd see a bunch of just empty chairs. It's sad. It just was sad.
She had a score. She competed.
People. Yeah.
Kellerman.
Right, exactly. You know, and hopefully the MAC championships will have, you know, more fans, because obviously the each school's fan base will be there as well. I mean, Northern's not going to travel for an Eastern Northern meet probably, but they may travel for a, you know, and that could be another reason why, like, those particular two teams, they're going to be back. Well, Eastern just doesn't have an excuse, but at home. But again, you know, a lot of their parents and their families are, you know, not in the state of Michigan. So, you know, maybe they'll all be back, obviously, for MAC championships, which, well, I can understand that. Championships is literally what, five days?
They Northern has to
come back.
Ella Tamati,
like, probably for Thursday, right? Because this training, like, Friday or whatever.
It's
so,
and they especially have their banquets Helen and stuff, Hugh, so, Olivia, you know, O'Donnell.
It's a short week. So I understand that. But it was just sad to see.
NIU athletes with exquisite. I just don't. There's a lot of NIU that could be.
Exactly. That's the other reason. I mean, you're going to be back there again, literally in 5 days or 4 days. So that's understandable. We should probably think about that. The NIU chopper, but you know, another just great opportunity to see the MAC teams prior to MAC championships next week. And of course, Kim will have more from the commentating chair as she will try to do her best job on covering seven teams versus two or
That's
four in her first experience. So she just keeps adding teams here. Let's break down the 9-9 notebook quickly and just highlight some routines that we saw that were 9-9s. On Thursday night, the stars from Illinois, our Illinois alums, our Region 5 alums that go to Illinois. Mallory Mizuki on beam, 9-9-2-5. Olivia O'Donnell on bars, 9-9-2-5. We'll get to see both of them in at Big Tens this coming weekend, so that's going to be exciting. Great routines from bars from Michigan State this past weekend at Kentucky. Delaney Harkness, you have to check out her floor routine. It's on Alumni Monday this week, so you can see her floor routine on Alumni Monday. But 9-9 on bars this week, just the same bar routine as normal for Delaney. Huge ginger, feet together, nice form, stuck landing, you know, everything about it. Skyla Schulte, 9-9-5 on bars and beam. No 9-9 on floor this week. But bars and beam, sensational. Still doing the aerial full dismount, no double back.
But for everyone.
So interested to see if the double back will return.
Because she's jumping up and down. She's
the
most excited. As I said,
nine, nine, five,
she will be
the,
in terms of
can't beat that.
In terms of woman
Georgia
on
Card,
the planet,
9-9-2-5. She held her handstand after her Jaeger and into her bail, I swear, for 10 minutes. Okay, for probably 3 seconds. But
this
it was
because I want to give
so
heat,
solid. I mean, perfect on top. I didn't know if she's coming down. It's like, are you stuck? What's going on? Beautiful routine, blindfold double tuck. She's just an awesome bar worker. I love watching her bars. Katie Kowalski, 9-9 on vault. Huge Yurchenko full. Nice open shape in the air. You can actually see her floor routine on Alumni Monday, so you check that out. But a nice 9-9 on vault for her in the last week of the regular season. And Kai Rivers, 9-9 on beam. She's had several 9-9s on beam, but it was good to see her back in lineup. Interested to know why she's not in the bar lineup. She was only on beam this week, so I don't know what that's all about, but 9-9. Hopefully we'll see her more at the SEC Championships. Saturday, we saw Gianna Gerdes on floor, 9-9 on floor. Perfect. Double pike. I talked about putting stick figures on JoJo Varga's 2.5 punch front. Last week on floor, and by the way, I missed JoJo. She did get a 9-9 on floor this week as well. But form, execution. Gianna's double pike last pass. Olivia, 9-9-2-5 again on bars on Saturday. So a very consistent week as she leads in and preps for this Big Ten championships. Helen Hugh, 9-9-5 on beam. Another great beam routine. Struggled on bars a little bit this week, but you know, she'll pick it up for SECs next week.
My lunchtime.
Maddie Diab, 9-9-5 on floor. Look to see her in the Big 12 championships. Who knows? Maybe Maddie can be one to contend for that floor title there. I mean, obviously OU has a ton of good floor routines in that sense. But and then we talked about this meet already a little bit earlier, the Western Michigan and Kent State meet. But two, Riley Gellmeyer, a freshman. We talked about her last week. Another 9-9 on beam. It's great that she's in the middle of the lineup, puts it 9-9 up there right in the middle to lead into some of their other beam workers like Peyton Murphy and what have you to end the lineup. She's just so solid and confident. It's great to see a freshman out there really confident and just solid as a rock when it comes to beam. And then Cammie Klein from Kent State, 9.925 on balance beam. She's the anchor for Kent State and continues, obviously, does just a great job and finishes with a solid dismount, aerial full, if I'm not mistaken. Or no, gainer full off the side. Sorry, she says gainer full off the side and sticks it pretty much all the time. Just a great way to finish up the lineup for Kent State on beam. We had a freshman debut this week. We have not been able to see the footage, but that would be Bailey Lawrence on floor. And Bailey is a former Universal gymnast. I love Bailey's dismount on balance beam. She always has the cool side dismount with a full twist from, it wasn't the side something. She does something, a jump into it or something. I know I caught view of that last year at our meet at the Insider Classic, but got to compete floor as a freshman this past weekend. So hopefully we'll get to see some video of that. Quick drive to five announcements from our current Region 5 athletes. Two 10s this weekend for Faith Torres from Legacy Elite. I was unable to cover this competition as I had a session during the level 10 session, or the big level 10 session at Lucky Invite hosted by Libertyville. But I got to see a few rotations of it, and I didn't get to see her beam routine as I didn't make it there in time, but I did get to see her bar routine, which scored a 10. But I've recently seen her beam routine on Gianni's Facebook, and I'm hoping to be able to post it so people can see it. Absolutely beautiful, gorgeous, perfect. Her standing full, oh my God. I mean, no one does standing fulls better than Faith Torres. So hopefully we'll get to see that, but that's her fourth 10 of the season. She's had three on beam and now one on bars. Handspring front pike halves. We talked about Suki Pfister. Well, All-American Flames, Hannah Scheibel and Sage Kellerman, both have absolutely beautiful front pike halves. It's actually new for Hannah this year. She used to do the Suk full, but she's doing a beautiful handspring front pike half, stuck it cold at the Luau for Leos or Luau and Leos or whatever that meet is called in Ohio. I know Kim used to cover that meet pretty much every year for us from the Insider. But both of them, beautiful vaults. Mel posted them, and she sent me the videos, so they're going to be up on Thumbs Up Thursday this week for you to see as we lead into state championship time. Absolutely gorgeous front pike halves. And we've seen Sage. She was actually second in the country on vault last year at Nationals. So, you know, great. Awesome. Just wanted to make mention of those two standouts at least this week. But back to alums. And again, this week, Kim, who are our Toe Point President nominees? So Natalie, you made our Toe Point President list this week. So welcome to Region 5. Well, maybe you can make your Toe Point President list only MAC championship routines next week and catch all the Toe Point from next week. But quick mention of Natalie Wojcik. We want to give her congratulations as she is one of the final six for the AAI award this year. No Region 5 athletes, unfortunately, made the cut of the top six, but the ones that are, phenomenal. Absolutely awesome athletes and have done great jobs for their colleges over the course of the last 4 or 5 years. Where are we at with TikTok Leos, Kim? What week are we on? 7 now? Maybe moving to 8? Okay. So we're a few weeks behind, but she'll catch up. But you check those out on the TikTok, all the Leos. We've noticed that some schools have worn a Leo multiple weeks in a row. So it's very interesting. But anyway, check those out on our TikTok, and hopefully Kim will catch up before the end of the season. So we'll see. Well, we wrap up our podcast every week with the Built Bar Best 5 of the Week, and Built Bar's Built Boost is all natural, all good with 100% of your daily vitamins. During these times, boosting your immune system is critical, and Built Boost can provide that defense. They taste really good. I think I mention every week, I have one or two every day. Go to Built.com and get 10% off your order every time with code R5INSIDER. And Built Bar's Best 5 of the Week, Best Handstand, Kim. They are former teammates at Twistars, which is now Capital City Flips. Best performance. Best stick of week 10. When you stick a double front like that, you definitely get it regardless, because you can spot the landing on almost every other dismount in that one, as you mentioned. And you did a good job of talking about, you know, where you should spot the low bar or the ground. You have to spot somewhere in the arena because that's a different, difficult dismount. So, yeah, I agree. AG, awesome stick. Best routine celebration for this week. And then our best college salute of the week. I've already mentioned they teach great Pec Saltos, but apparently they also work on their good college salutes. So there you have it, our best 5 of the week for week 10, the last week of the regular season. And we flip forward into next week, and it's championship weekend on, you know, steroids. Friday night, we have the MIC conference, which will have SEMO, ISU, those schools. Saturday is everything. I mean, it's all other schools, pretty much. Big 10, the MAC, the Big 12, the Pac-12, EALG, EC, MRGC, all of them. So Saturday is going to be a packed day. Of course, our focus will be more on the Big Ten and the MAC conference, but we will, you know, highlight performances in the Big Ten and the Pac-12, as well as some of the EAGL, GEC, and MRGC performances if Region 5 athletes do stand out in those. But MAC conference, Kim will be live on the commentary from MAC conference, and by live I mean on ESPN3, doing hers. And then Olivia Karras will be at Big Tens. She's the commentator for Big Tens. Both of them will be talking about those particular competitions from their perspectives next week on the podcast, so that's going to be exciting. But make sure you check out all of the action from championship weekend, and we'll have as many videos and things as we can get. Maybe Kim can get some interviews afterward. I don't know if she's allowed to do that or not, but I know she likes to talk to people, so she will definitely get some comments, I'm sure, or maybe, you know, elbow some parents about something like she does. So that'll be fun, and that's always exciting to hear. So check out all the college championship action next week, and we'll have more from that on our podcast next Wednesday. Thanks for joining us on our salute to the Region 5 alums in Week 10 of NCAA action. It's now postseason, and we will have all the action from across the country on Championship Weekend. And Olivia Karras may stop by to give us the behind the scenes of Big Ten champs. But of course, Kim will have everything we need to know from Max. We'll talk to you next week and continue our spine-breaking coverage of our Region 5 alums. Talk soon, and remember, we are Region 5.